Michigan's conversation about the abuse of black bodies is not limited to situations between the police and the folks they interact with. There have been developments in the case of a 16-year-old, Cornelius Fredericks, who was in state custody. Earlier this year, he was living at Lakeside Academy in Kalamazoo, a privately run facility for young people with behavioral problems, which is contracted by the state. On April 29th, Cornelius Fredericks was restrained by 8 staff members at Lakeside. He was pronounced dead in the early hours of May 1st. Now, attorneys representing his family have released a video of the incident. And we'd like to warn you, the subject that we're about to discuss will be disturbing. Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer has been looking into this case for us. Dustin, welcome.
Hello, April.
What can you tell us about what happened to Cornelius Fredericks?
Well, as you said, he was a resident at Lakeside for Children, Lakeside Academy in Kalamazoo. That's a facility that has been around for over 100 years. It was established in 1907. It has a school. It's also an inpatient residential facility. It has 79 beds. And in 2007, it entered into a contract with Sequel Youth and Family Services, a private company, which has then been operating the facility, and children have been there. On April 29th, Cornelius Fredericks was a resident there. He was in the lunchroom having lunch. And he was apparently having some type of disagreement with another resident there, and he started throwing bits of sandwich and was trying to, as a Sequel staff said, he was trying to provoke a fight. At least that's what they interpreted as. And in order to stop him, one staff member pushed him off his chair and then tackled him, and then 7 other staff members eventually joined in trying to hold him down. They held him down for about 12 minutes. And finally, 911 was called. He went into cardiac arrest, according to the state's report about this, and he died 2 days later.
Dustin, you've seen the full video.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to learn anything based on what the attorneys made available beyond the state's account of what happened?
I felt like for me, there were 2 things that I learned from watching the video that I didn't previously know. One is just a sense of what the mood was in the moments leading up to this. The video that's been released, it's a surveillance video from the room. It doesn't have audio, so you don't get to hear what people are saying, but you can clearly see Cornelius in it and see what his demeanor was. He was not threatening at the time. He was not acting aggressively. He's tossing bits of sandwich crust and kind of laughing about it. You can see that staff were trying to tell him to stop doing it, and he kept doing it. But he's basically sitting in his chair, sort of laughing and tossing bits of sandwich crust to the next table, just as he's tackled. And the second thing that you learn seeing the video is just how many people at the facility were involved in holding Cornelius down in that restraint. We knew that 3 people had been charged by the Kalamazoo County prosecuting attorney. And we knew from the state's report that others had been involved. But what you see clearly in the video is that there are 8 men who hold Cornelius down, putting their full weight on his chest, his stomach, and his legs for those 12 minutes. And they're pushing down hard. I mean, at certain points, the men have to swap out, and some take breaks. You see them wipe sweat off their brow, and you just see the full extent of how he was restrained.
Has Lakeside, or for that matter, its parent company, Sequel, offered up any explanation about how this escalated?
Well, I think the most detail on that comes from the state's investigation. And the state interviewed the employees who were there. And the employees basically say, according to that investigation, that they were concerned that Cornelius was engaging in some behavior that might lead to a fight. And they described it as the incident sort of starting before they got into the cafeteria, that staff were trying to intervene to keep Cornelius from fighting with this other resident, and that when they got in the lunchroom, that Cornelius kept sort of trying to instigate that fight, and that is why they reacted the way they did to restrain him. But the reaction just in watching the video was totally disproportionate to what you see his behavior. I mean, the force that was used on Cornelius was dramatic and very forceful for a kid who was really just throwing some breadcrumbs.
Can you tell us anything about Lakeside, the facility where this happened?
Yeah, as I said, it was established in 1907. It's basically a home for children who need services. There's, and it operates as a school. They have athletic programs. They have things like this. And there's different groups of kids who might end up there. There's a residential program for kids who just need some type of place to go. They might be foster kids, or they might be kids who just need services that their parents can't handle. So a parent might choose to send their child to a place like Lakeside Academy. And what's been described to me by someone else is that it's the type of facility where kids might go when there's nowhere else to go.
Right. What's happening to the 125 kids who were staying at Lakeside when this happened? And I guess there are about 66 others at Sequel's other Michigan location. Do we know where they are right now?
No, we don't. And part of the reason is because they're minors, and the state doesn't want to release information on where they all ended up. But as you said, there were 125 people at the Lakeside Academy facility in Kalamazoo. They've all been relocated. I'm not clear yet on how many of those children were under the state's custody. It's possible that some of them just went back home to their parents, for example, if the parent just put them in that facility. Also, some of those children are not from Michigan, so some of them have now left the state. At the other facility, Sequel also operates a facility in Albion. That one has not been closed yet. The state has moved to basically ensure that Sequel is not operating at any state licensed facilities anymore, and Albion's on that list. There are 66 young people at that facility who are in the state's custody, and there may even be more children not in the state's custody affected by that decision. The state just says they're working to try to ensure that those children all get a good placement, but they won't say where they're going. So the short answer is we really don't know. And this is something that came up in an online press conference the other day with the attorney for the family of Cornelius Fredericks. This is Jeffrey Feiger, that attorney, and here's what he had to say.
I'm in calling on the state of Michigan, Governor Whitmer, and other authorities who would be directly involved in this to explain to us, where are these children now? What have you done in terms of the disclosures that we're now making about the type of activities that went on in these facilities, and where are the children now in terms of who is providing the protection for them? I can't give you that answer.
Dustin, because Sequel is a private company, what hope do the families of these kids have for transparency about how they're being treated?
Well, I think that hope rests within the legal system. Jeffrey Feiger is an attorney. He's pursuing a civil case over Cornelius Fredericks' death. They are seeking documents. They are doing interviews, and those will eventually come to light. In fact, Jeffrey Feiger said at the end of the press conference the other day that that there will be more information coming to light. The other is within the criminal cases. Kalamazoo County Prosecuting Attorney Jeff Getting has already issued charges, criminal charges against three former staff members at the Lakeside facility. He has said that they're assessing whether there may even be additional charges beyond that. And within those investigations, of course, they have the ability to compel people to do interviews, do investigations. They have subpoena power. So more documents could come to light, more interviews could come out. And I think that is where both families and the rest of the public is going to get a lot of the answers here.
So it sounds like Jeff Getting, the prosecuting attorney for Kalamazoo County, is not ruling this out at this time.
He's not ruling out additional charges. And like I said, they've charged three people, and the video clearly shows at least eight people holding Cornelius Fredericks down. Jeffrey Feiger, the attorney for Fredericks' family, said he's calling on Getting to charge all of those people who were involved. And when I emailed Jeff Getting to ask him about it, he essentially said, we're still looking at it.
Dustin, what does this mean for Sequel's operations in Michigan? Do we know whether it's going to be able to continue to operate here?
Well, if you ask the governor, the answer would be no. She's directed the Department of Health and Human Services to ensure that Sequel does not operate in any of the facilities involving children that are licensed through Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. So that would likely mean that Sequel is basically not able to do business in the state of Michigan. That licensing, though, is still sort of it's in progress. So they're in progress of revoking the license of Sequel. So it hasn't completely finished yet.
Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer. You can read his latest reporting on the death of Cornelius Fredericks on our website. It's michiganradio.org. Dustin, thank you very much.
Thank you, April.